Winter wheat in many areas of South Dakota could use some moisture, with the most recent crop conditions report pegging 36% of the state's winter wheat in good to excellent condition. While precipitation is key, weed and disease control strategies are also critical. SDSU Extension Weed Science Coordinator Paul Johnson advises small grain growers to take action early.
Things like the bromoxynil 2,4-D combinations. If we're going to use dicamba, that needs to be applied earlier too. And also our post-grass compounds, if we have posty grass, we want to be looking at the ones we can get on at that 3 to 4 leaf stage before our crop gets too far along.
Combining the early herbicide with a fungicide is a common practice, but disease experts advise gauging the need for the fungicide by field history and disease pressure. Johnson states farmers looking to follow their small grain with a mid-season cover crop should carefully select their small grain herbicides, keeping residual impacts in mind.
The thing to keep in mind with cover crops is the longer the residual, the more likely we're going to ding that cover crop when we plant it. So we want to use products that have short-term residual.
SDSU Extension Weeds Field Specialist Garrett Schaefer states some herbicides with residual will allow the cover crop to emerge and grow, but the herbicide label may or may not allow for haying and grazing.
But you got to check the label, though, if you want to graze or hay it, because some of these labels, if you plant a cover crop within a certain time frame after application, even after a cash crop possibly, it'd be off-label to graze or hay it. So you got to be aware of the rotation restrictions on these herbicides.
For the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert reporting.